want to welcome y'all back to another episode of These Fools, man. I got my guys in the building and women. Mr. Mark, what's happening, G?
Fuck y'all. That's how I feel this week.
Okay, then. Randy, what's good, G?
Yo.
Miss Mariah, Miss Paige.
What's up?
We got a special guest in the building. Let me do this first because they be on my ass. If they out on the floor, you do and do that type of stuff.
We got... I didn't think it was gonna be this
food. Come on, man. Look, we got Miss Carmen in the building today. Did
you want to? Can you make it laugh?
Man, what is this saying? Man, we semi professional.
It's okay.
Okay. All right. But
you know they had to put the white people.
Yeah.
Miss Carmen in the building. How you feeling today, man?
Feel good. On vacation.
Don't we know?
Vacation.
Don't we know? So we gonna Black Business Spotlight first. This is the
before you get started. I just want to say to the people in the world of Facebook,
dude, no,
fuck all y'all.
They gonna give you a 30-day ban for that.
That's how I
feel. Y'all ass gonna be Facebook jail in 10 seconds.
You all had 9,000 comments about me.
What? 9,000.
I had over 200 some people watch my story Friday on average 35 to 40
free
watch.
Publicity, my boy.
Let me tell you something. Fuck all y'all. Mm-hmm. Y'all know nothing about me. I'm a pretty quiet dude. Made a mistake. I'm human. Y'all let these motherfuckers who preach on y'all pews on Sunday morning get away with everything. And I ain't even do what they did. Oh, I'm just saying. Don't come for me. I am certified crazy. Check my records. I am not the one to be fucking with. And for some of you to try to backtrack, fuck y'all too. Okay, go for it.
Hold on, let me get you some. Yeah, you out here. You a bad guy today, my nigga.
Woo.
I'm with you. Whatever he said. All right.
For the Black Business, speaking of vacation, I feel like I'm on vacation right now with this Jello
smoothie. And that's our Black Business spotlight today. Again, the Shot Connoisseur LLC.
Right, because it's legal.
There you go. So, what made you want to get into it? You know, is this your passion? You just doing to make some money? What's really going on?
Well, money is always the motivation behind everything. I would like to eventually make money in my sleep.
Yeah. When your money is making money. I got a cousin that preached it.
Is he sleeping with everybody?
No, he's not.
God damn.
You might have probably seen him on TV a few times, but I ain't going to speak on that. He tell me to keep that hush hush. But that nigga done showed me some stocks and stuff. He got his money. And I'd be like, hey, man, send me $30, $40. Let me borrow some.
Oh, yeah. Stock is really good. You should always invest in stock.
He got it.
I don't have too many shots on. What's up? But I want some more. I'm just being real.
It is quite delicious.
I'm an alcoholic.
What's the name of it? The Shot Connoisseur LLC. I pretty much have the best Jello shots, syringes, bears in the city. I do know that there are other people that make them, but I feel as if my business provides a quality product consistently. Not just when there's a party in the park, like all the time, every weekend.
I can agree. You know, I had me at work.
I'm definitely filling my cup right now.
Yes, ma'am. Let me help you pay that shit. I got you on the phone. Zoot it.
Cause yeah, I already, you know, a syringe and three Jello shots in. maybe that's what started me saying fuck everybody.
And I told y'all to take it like.
I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I mean to be disrespectful. But I mean to be disrespectful.
After the 9,000 comments,
fuck all y'all. Is what he said. Fuck all y'all.
Me, I'm sorry though.
No, I didn't say I was sorry. I said I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I mean to be disrespectful. That's what I said. I appreciate these shots though.
So how long you been doing it? Like,
legally for about 3 years, but
illegally.
I wouldn't say illegally. I would just say without a license.
Okay.
Right.
It was booming either way, though, right?
Yeah, it was always busting. Always. But I will say that it's hard to be a business owner here because a lot of people don't want to buy your product because of who you are or if you're not as popular as someone else.
Don't get me started on that shit.
It don't matter how trash the product is. If they feel like they like you a little bit more or you be having your hair weave and shit in and you be at all the parties all the time, you know, they would rather buy a trash product because someone's popular than to buy a quality product from someone. Because no one knows that I am the person that owns my business because I strictly post my logo. And I do that because I want white people to buy my stuff too. Like, they ain't finna buy no shit if they be like, if I be on, you know, Facebook commenting on the new shit, fuck Donald Trump, they ain't gonna buy my stuff if they knew that was me.
You can still say it though.
I say it all the time. Said it this morning. So, you definitely gotta do what you gotta do in order to make your money.
I don't think y'all know how true that statement is.
That's some fucked up shit though.
We all used to work together. And, I remember this dude, white guy, and I thought he was cool. He done made some deer sausage. You know, I'm happy to go lucky and I'm fucking this shit up. And it was like they had their little group, you know, I ain't gonna say everybody else's name, but they was on my ass in the chat the next day. Like, have you seen his fucking Facebook? Do you know who he rooting for? They sending me comments and shit.
Would this be someone that I may know?
No. It was just funny though, because they gonna keep it real one. They gonna keep it 1,000. They be on my ass when we used to be when we worked together. Like, it was just
it'd be like
that's fucked up though that in this city, and I felt that way with Conway Cares. It's just like, you know, I felt like I had to go on my own because I felt like nobody would respect me asking for help. Like, that's fucked up. I'm asking for help for the homeless, you know, for the kids, you know, whatever the case may be, whatever I'm trying to do. But I felt like I had to spend my own money right off the back for my first project just to prove to people that I ain't bullshitting. But you know, I ain't popular. I'm not popping like that, so I don't have that cult following that you need to get that type of money. Cause like, it took me after I did it I had to show my coworkers. They was like, "Oh, you were serious." I was like, "What you mean? I was serious." When they saw me walk in with my shirt with my CC logo on, and they was like, "Oh, you serious?" You know, and I'm like, "Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a joke. I'm gonna be a part of the change and help the world." But I ain't popular, man. I ain't popping like that. I ain't at parties, karaoke's, you know, I ain't at the cookout on Thursdays. It's so I don't fit in like that. I feel where you're coming from on that. That's fucked up. Because these shots are what it do. I will be calling you.
Period. Mm-hmm. And people don't realize the work and the effort that goes into something. My thing is, yeah, you can go to Walmart, you can go to Sam's, you can go to Target and get this for this amount of money. But that shit is mass produced by machines. We as entrepreneurs stand up on our feet and make handcrafted
after you work a full-time job.
Absolutely. For hours and hours on end. You think you're not going to pay us for that? No.
They look for the hookup.
Because I guarantee you, if you did the same thing, you would probably be trying to charge more than me if you really knew.
But you know how that is. If I know you long, I need to hook. But that's how people.
That's how people another do. Thing.
I don't have a problem mama, paying.
My mama pays for my cake. My mother, and not because I asked her to, because she ain't got to never pay for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But because she respects my business, she make the Cash App, Zelle, whatever, PayPal, ding. Period.
But see, some people try to get over. That's the, you know, I always got to play devil's advocate. A lot of people give different prices. Like, anything I brought from Mariah, I never felt like I was getting cheated. And, you know, Mariah get on Facebook, my cookies are this price. My jar with the this is this. You know, if I sell your cake, I let you know how much it be by what you want. Like, that's real. That's business. I don't fuck with some people in this city. Hey, how much this shirt to be? Let me get back with you. Why you gotta get back with me? If your shirts are $10 for this size and $15 for this size, then why you gotta get back with me? And why, when I talk to other people, I get 5-6 different prices for the same type of shirt and the same type of sizes? Like, I can't tell you what to do, but that's bad business. And it's also decreasing your, you know, where you could go, because if you treat people right, it, man, it'll follow you. But a lot of people in the city, they try to fuck over you because you ain't, you know, rocking with them or whatever.
They got a small town frame of mind. They can't see. They can't see what's outside of I-20. So therefore, they just fucking try. Just on the wagon.
What get me is the people that I get in my inbox who send me like 3-4 tier cakes. But then when I tell you that's gonna be $400. It's motherfuckers paying $1,000.
Yeah, for wedding cake. Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. But I tell you,
but it's somebody that's making cakes is charging $50 for a 2-tier.
Bullshit.
And it probably tastes like jiffy cornbread.
It look like the bullshit.
Yeah, and see, nah.
What? I can tell you who it is later because they blocked me on social media.
Oh.
Damn. All
right. Look, so that's our black business spotlight.
Again. We ain't mean to get in on it, but this shit is crazy.
Black businesses are. And it's like, it's so sad that we as people cannot even, you know how we talk about really just wanting to have our own world where we don't rely on anybody outside the black community for anything. But how can we get that if this, like,
and we would be called racist.
I mean, we all have our own.
We will be called racist, but nobody calls y'all Asian people racist.
And I got a comment about black nail techs. You know, I don't go to one because they're always booked or they're not accepting new clients, which is fine. If you booked, I'm so glad. I'm so happy. But they need to get all these black nail techs in one shop to where we can walk in, you know, because it's too much.
And the black hairdressers.
Right.
When I say I'm so glad that I am locked, because I would not be able to deal with the black hairstylist these days. Like, y'all don't want to do shit.
These like, you got to don't come. They don't want to do shit either.
You got to come with your hair washed
and stretched.
And already stretched. You need to flat iron your shit. But what the fuck am I paying you for?
I done had some good people do my hair. And I done also had a person don't want to charge me $80 to wash my hair in their kitchen sink. I wish the fuck I would. When I could wash my hair in the shower and just show up.
Can I just say that my friend, she lives in another state. She got some braids. They really nice. Like, she's had them up for 2 months. But it was the fact that she paid $220 for those braids.
Oh, that's actually a good price.
I was like, I don't see myself paying.
Well, in another state.
It depends on the quality of work. Because, like, my friend lives in Dallas, and the Africans do her hair sometimes.
But see, you pay for that quality of, you know, getting it done real fast. Like, and I don't know.
I definitely pay $225 if you can get my hair done in 3 hours. I can't put
But yeah, I will pay that much for
Yeah.
It's worth it. Like, my daughter's. We got the hair done in Atlanta by the Africans, and it lasted like 3 months.
Right.
Like, that's good for my girls. That's good. All three of them have different braids.
That's what I gotta look forward to.
This maintenance,
yes.
Washing, getting up, doing it. You
and locks don't matter, because I mean, the person I go to, I pay her. I pay a pretty good penny, but she does a good job.
When I got my hair done for my birthday, I was there for 7 hours.
Ooh, shit.
That includes washing, dyeing, retwist, style. Like,
oh yeah,
yeah.
Did you use bleach?
I did.
I don't know nothing about all this. So.
I'll say it off.
People, y'all hear this? These are business owners who are giving y'all advice, so don't take it negatively. Barbers. I get on y'all ass another day because some of y'all ain't shit either.
I got a barber question. And I did ask Kyle this question. So if your hairline is already going back, and you get your hair cut, is the barber going to say,
no, hey, I'm not going to ask you this.
I see you
shit.
Pushing back a little bit.
Fuck no.
Do you want me to bald you out or you want me to even, you want me to spray?
The barber's not going to ask the barber.
Oh, no, nah, the barber
ain't going to. And why, if you push back on the sides and the top, why do they still put the white shit on there? So it be looking like this on their head. Why do they do that?
We can't put you out.
Like a motherfucker.
Because I was on Snapchat the other night and this nigga hairline.
Hey, we gonna let you keep shit. Your confidence, my nigga.
And he still put the chalk on it.
That, man. That's a tough topic for niggas because, you know, you grow, you lose hair.
You just keep going back.
Oh, no.
That's a touchy subject
time,
right
my
now.
My shit do that is when it's time to go, it's time to go.
I probably got it. I ain't going to lie to you. I probably got a year left.
Man, no. I'm looking
at you. Nah. And I don't be involved, though. It's nothing wrong with just cutting it off.
I got too much hair for this.
You know what I'm saying?
I got too much hair for this.
It's either go bald or get a piece. And dudes don't want to get no hair piece.
Because y'all going to get on our ass.
Hey, hold on. She it said piece. I'm thinking about just saying. She's talking about hair piece.
Get no. You some bald hair. No. And put it on this guy.
A nigga front. Not a lace front, but a nigga front.
That's like, hell no. Like, so
and bro, so you can have a hand.
That's like an accident waiting to happen. Like, I can't imagine being so well.
You have a hand
and that shit come off.
It ain't gonna come off.
I think it's like glue.
This nigga Trump been on national fucking TV and y'all see the wind blowing his piece.
Yeah, I was about to
say, nah, that's a comb over. No. We talking about they gluing y'all shit down with the same shit. They was gluing our shit down with y'all.
Damn, before I let a nigga put a stocking cap on my head.
You ain't gonna need a stocking cap. They just gonna put it right on your skin.
Absolutely.
Glue some shit to my scalp.
They're gonna put that morning glory on them.
You know what I'm talking about?
You ain't never seen the video?
I seen the shit, but that shit ain't happening.
I don't see it either.
I bet you want it.
Don't them waves do look fire, but I'm just saying.
What would you be saying?
I'm gonna get y'all some water and some sporting waves and get the brush.
Nigga, your hair going away.
That nigga Carl Winslow had the comb around. I can do that shit for a little while.
Yes, I want to talk about
that
your
shit.
Head so goddamn
big. Don't
melt. Uncle Phil.
That's not the same person.
What I'm saying
I
is.
I was about to say.
Didn't Uncle Phil have to come around
yes,
for a while?
Okay,
he did.
Yeah. Hey, shout out my boy Coach Ham.
That nigga definitely had
the ways on the sun.
Shout out Coach Ham. You can have a ball here.
If you need a piece, just go get you.
Fuck no. Coach Ham had a ball head and he had to comb around. And I legit shit you not, we in PE one day, that nigga said, hey, let me use your brush.
For
what? The fuck is you brushing?
It's funny when the comb around be real thick.
That's like,
why
it's
so thick?
And the rest
hair growing
of
it. You know what? Let's go to something else. All right.
That ain't shit, man.
So we got one set question that we ask every guest that come on. We want you to build a nigga from scratch.
Oh, I got
it.
She looked around like, who the fuck y'all talking to?
You gotta build your dream.
What are the optional
scratch.
Pieces?
That's
whatever
you
want. Okay.
What you looking for, you know, head to toe, what you want your nigga to be?
Like qualities or
everything you want. What you want.
It's your world.
You ain't got 7 days, but build your nigga from scratch.
I only need one.
Woo!
Definitely has to be he gotta have tough skin because I'm cracking on his ass. I'm cracking on his mom. I'm cracking. If he got kids, I'm cracking on them kids.
Damn.
That's the first quality.
he gotta have tough skin.
Oh my God.
He definitely has to have some sort of hustle because I mean, even if you don't necessarily have a good job, if you have a get up and go about you mm-hmm. can make something happen.
Yeah.
I prefer somebody that's taller than me. Because if I look down on you, I could possibly slap you.
Damn.
Oh,
and if I feel like I can slap you, I can't
do it. Wow, your friends off the chain, man.
Somebody funny. But if they can't be funny, I could be funny for the both of us.
Oh my God.
Somebody who loves their family.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not talking about my family. but I prefer dark skin, But I'm not opposed to dating somebody that's not dark
skin. Nigga, you light skin and hard.
You don't like Drake.
I don't like light skins because they got pink penises.
I'm gone.
And I can't.
What's wrong with
the pink? I don't even eat pink lemon jelly.
What the fuck?
I don't even eat hot dogs, bro.
All hot dogs got pink.
I can't do it.
Keep going.
Now stop.
So you only eat hot links either?
No, I only eat sausage.
All right.
Let's spitball.
Light skinned niggas, y'all out. No pink meat. Oh, that's the hurt though.
Oh my god.
I try to talk to fat dudes, but them niggas ain't shit. Oh my god. I can't do it. We can talk about that another show. But
don't fat shame people.
I'm not.
That's a fat person sitting next to you.
I'm just saying, I done had a bad experience because, like, don't tell me you single or you not single, then your girlfriend in my inbox, and I got to cuss her and you out. Because all you had to say was you had a girlfriend, I would still be cool. Because if we not a couple, I don't care if I'm talking to 10 different dudes, and neither one of them gonna say nothing to you, and you better not say nothing to none of them. That's how I feel about it.
Ooh, shit.
So where was I?
Pink meat.
Yeah, no pink meat. I can't do it. Definitely a man of God, but not so much of God to where we can't listen to trap music.
Because that's
gonna get you cut.
She talking about cutting the man of God.
I'm lost, man.
Like, if we can't go to concert and be lit, I can't fuck with you.
Oh my god.
Like, we can't be lit on Saturday, and then if we happen to go to church, if physically inside the church on Sunday, then I can't do it.
All I hear is no pink meat Christians.
No Jesus for you.
You feel me?
And you can't be short. Drive, because I ain't driving nowhere.
God damn.
You gotta be a chauffeur professional, CDL. Oh,
and you have to love my child as if she that's important to me.
Well,
and you can't be fat.
You can't have, I mean, maybe it just depends on the person. my experience was kind of bad. It was really bad.
I'm scared to ask what happened, man. Like, you
and then fat dude's the one you had their kids. Nigga, for what? My child's 16. Why would I have another child? Can't do it.
The fat dude asked you to have another baby?
Yes. And I said, no.
What's wrong with
I'm
that?
Not just, doing it.
He's just catching the ills now.
That has nothing to do with me. My child is 16 years old.
If y'all moving forward in the relationship,
there was no relationship.
Oh, okay.
We weren't going to make it there. I told him, if I have you a child, you're going to be a single parent. I'm not raising no kids.
So could he put you on child support, though?
Yeah, he could, and I would pay that shit.
Damn.
I'm not raising no more
kids. So you just going to be a deadbeat a parent?
No, I wouldn't be a deadbeat parent.
I need one of them applications.
But if you
right
know
now,
that going in, but if you ask me, hey, do you want more kids? And that day my answer is no, don't pursue me if you do want kids.
Your mind might change.
Just leave me alone.
Say,
I mean,
hell no. Off of what I say at first.
People change. People do change.
No.
But if it's
Maya
strong,
Angelou
no,
said, if they show you who they are, believe them.
She also said, like a phoenix from the ashes, still I rise. And when my dick rise and make
you,
this child, that's all that's going to happen.
And when I rise up, go to Walgreens, get that plan B.
Hear this shit. Do you hear me?
Y'all quick on y'all feet.
I love
it. FYI, you can only take 2 plan Bs within a 12-month period.
Why do you know
if
this?
You go like, to a third,
you know?
If you go to a third, it may not work.
Thank you, Timmy.
Why do you taking plan Bs?
No,
you pregnant?
He might be.
Shit, boy.
So your nigga got you pregnant out.
That's cool. It's cool to be Timmy. Let it ride.
Anything else the nigga can't have?
I bet her mind is going 1,000 different places.
The pink me thing is not always true.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm not going to find out. It's okay. Somebody else, I mean, it's a lot of females that like white skin guys. They can help. Cause they don't be trying to show dark skins no love.
Man, come on now. Come on for the dark skin.
You light skin at heart, G. You don't count.
It's always the opposite thing. Like, have you ever noticed that? Especially like in the past. Like all the dark niggas was going for the light skin chicks and vice versa.
So that is a real thing. That is a real thing. My mom sent me that. Well, my mom and my sister sent me that one time. And they were like, what's up with this light skin complex? You don't see this motherfucker?
Your colors.
I used to be.
I used to be too.
Some of the motherfuckers is just too. They need everything. She needs her nails done every week. She needs a hair did every week. Like,
I don't think that's a light skin thing.
Yes, yes. I ain't met no dark skin woman that's like that.
I can name.
You probably can. I would say I haven't dated one like that, but the light skins that I have dated, they was just uppity of the uppity.
It was Gina and Raven Simone Paul G. I saw them two growing up, and I just said, fuck it.
Raven Simone, a full-blown crackhead now.
That's now, but we talking about when we was kids.
I'm joking. I don't know.
You know. Maya.
And she don't date black men.
Yeah,
no, she
don't.
She like white women.
Yeah, she just married a woman.
I mean, I'm talking about back then when she was on the Cosby Show. But we know, we the same age. I'm like.
Can I tell y'all something I seen today that really fucked me up? So one of my neighbors, I guess she going through a phase. She can cut all her hair.
Is she dark skin?
Yes, she is.
So you really didn't even look at her?
I did. she pretty, but she not my type.
Did her booty grow when she cut her hair?
No, it did not.
The fuck?
But she's going, I guess, through the alphabet phase when she switched to the side, and she got a Manny Fresh over there.
God damn.
So anytime her and Manny Fresh outside, she feels threatened. Manny Fresh feels threatened. I'm the neighbor. Hey, how y'all doing?
Manny Fresh have her backpack on when she feels threatened?
No, she doesn't.
That's why.
But she got to stand up and kiss this girl and grab her booty. You know what I'm saying? Tell her
the booty she don't have.
All in front of you, like while you outside, like
right. She do this in front of Keisha too. It's just really hilarious. So I was outside with some of my friends today, and they pull up, and Manny Fresh got out the car. And Manny Fresh is wearing a dildo, like her strap on. She wearing her strap on, and I'm looking like,
and my homeboy said,
this bitch got a strap on right now, and she just walking in. You know, I'm like, why?
Like she got it out.
She got her dildo on where like you can see this shit through her shorts. You know what I'm saying? Like she dildo strap on. Where the fuck it was? But I'm like, it's a fake dick.
That's not real, my boo boo.
That was her knees.
Maybe it was her keys.
Man, hell no.
Well, she let that boy swing.
Everybody, my nigga, that plastic or rubber, whatever it was,
it was
probably rubber. I'm like, what was all that for?
If it ain't, she probably ain't got no money.
I'm confused with that though, because like, if you gonna go gay. Why go to another chick that want to act like a nigga with a fake dick?
Insecure stud is the equivalent of a man with a small dick. You have to overcompensate.
I don't even think so, because the nigga with you know, in those situations, probably just be like, fuck it. He ain't throwing on no fake dick, though. He just deal with it.
I'm confused.
Anyway, all of this. Okay, I'm not even get started. I'm not canceled, trying to get canceled so tonight. I'm not about to get canceled tonight.
We punching them right in the
ass. I get canceled
every day. But like, it was just me and two of my homies out there, and I'm telling all of us had this sick ass face, and nigga tapped me like, is that a? I'm like, damn sure it is. She walked around the car, you know, with her little limp.
I walk with a limp because my plastic
maybe
heavy.
Maybe her girlfriend said something like, oh, the people that stay over here are handsome. You know, maybe she said something to make
nobody was trying to talk to her like
that. To make her bulldagger girlfriend.
she might have liked you. You just didn't know.
No, sir.
Maybe she wanted a threesome. So you wouldn't smash
the
girl and Manny Fresh.
We're going to get into that in just a few moments. I'm telling you. But no, ma'am, I would not.
Where did she put a wig on?
No, ma'am, I would not. That's terrible.
Makeup?
Fuck no.
Okay.
Because she's still going to have all the mannerisms of a man.
That's a nigga. That ain't even no threesome. No, it's a train at this point.
I don't even think that's true because I'm not saying that I've seen the video, but I'm just
Clearly. We're open porn people.
I'm just saying. Well, I didn't see the whole video. I just saw a clip. I have not been able to find a video.
Good.
But the chick came in the room as a stud, but she was performing actions as a lady. Mm-hmm. And her mannerism was of that of a lady. So she came mm-hmm. in as Weezy F Baby. Mm-mm. But
that's
she...
too much like a nigga. But I've actually turned down a threesome because of that. Well, it would actually would have been a foursome. It's two girls and the third one was kind of like just and they was basically like, if she don't come, you know what I'm saying, then this ain't gonna happen.
And I was like, nah. You said no? I said, no. The fuck you want?
I guarantee if you see this person, you would have been like, no.
Fuck her. Move out of the way.
It wasn't visually pleasing.
Dude, you stronger than her. Just push her ass out the way.
But wait, did you have to interact with her?
Yes, the whole thing was, she needs to be fucked too. It was like, you know, everybody wanted a piece of this. And I was like, nah.
Okay, so other two worth it. But then, why are we having this conversation,
guys? I was already hitting one.
Kyle, why we had this conversation?
I can tell you everything both of them motherfuckers had on when I walked in it.
Kyle, why are we having this conversation?
Because the third party was not up to
take
par.
One for the team, my
is
nigga.
Is it because she was a Manny Fresh or she just wanted
it was,
you?
It was like Manny Fresh. You know what I'm saying?
Did she have a coochie, like though?
She did have a coochie.
Okay, then. She can be fucked then.
What if you ain't looking at her face?
Keep it going.
What you mean, what if I ain't looking at her face?
I'm just asking.
Put a pillow over that motherfucker.
I mean, what if you look at her face?
In the middle, in the triangle, that's what you want.
Man, listen. I'm an avid fan of Missionary.
Okay, like,
I'm trying to look at your face.
Look at the other chick while you doing it.
So when it's her turn, I just need to tell her, yeah, you turn over.
No, you turn. Yeah. You look at the other chick. Go kiss one of them or something. Do something.
First of all, don't kiss anybody in the force.
Right? I don't have expertise in this shit, so don't pay me no mind. I'm just trying to give her something to do.
It didn't happen. I couldn't do it.
Do something.
You sound like my brother, but I couldn't do it.
I don't understand this. Why is this a debate right now?
What you mean? So you remember way back when Randy said you got to build yourself up with threes?
Yeah.
She was below that.
Okay, if she a two, you got two tens in front of you?
Two?
You do the math on that. Two tens, it's a two, that's 22 divided by three. Nigga, you got a solid seven.
I'm going to show you a picture.
Keep going.
So why y'all
got to
build yourself up on threes? What if I build myself up on threes?
That's fine. That's fine.
Men don't care.
That's fine. I told people, like, I feel like when people say ho, I don't feel like you having a lot of bodies make you old. You see what I'm saying? When I think of hoe, I've seen where this is one girl in a room and it's a line.
Yeah.
And niggas going in and out that bitch. Yeah. That ain't no train. That's more than a train. Two niggas is a train.
Two niggas is not a train.
Two niggas is a train.
That's three people. That's a threesome.
That is not no three. We always have an avid discussion of, you don't want two dicks.
I ain't got nothing to say. No judgment zone.
Get the fuck out of here. You do not want that, bro.
I don't want no vagina.
You ain't gotta have no vagina.
It's no way.
If your guy say, hey, let's have a threesome.
And I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna go find a dude.
No dude goes there.
A threesome.
Then we ain't doing it.
That's a train.
What is Juju?
My God.
Oh my fucking God.
Not with no other woman folk, because I can't
so
eat.
So you would rather take two dicks.
Nigga, I cannot eat no vagina folk.
You ain't got to eat no
pussy. She might be the eater.
She gonna try and I'm gonna knock her the fuck out.
You ain't got to eat. Y'all can set them boundaries first.
So you telling me
you would have
she might try to sit and I'm gonna be like, ma'am, you gotta go. Push your gloves off, you gotta
get
go.
The fuck out of here. So two dicks. I don't know. I don't look at you the same no more. I mean, like, just, come on,
you
man.
Shouldn't be looking at me the same if I'm over here eating cooch every day.
You ain't got to eat no cooch. You ain't got to do this.
Just not with it.
It's been what? Man, I'm sure you've seen some porn where the two women they getting fucked. They don't even interact with each other like that.
That we know of.
True.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I look at some women and I be like, do I want to be gay? But then I be like, nah. It's one in particular. I'm not gonna mention her name because y'all know. Pull up.
All right, bitch.
Pull up.
Every time I look at her, I be like, "Am I gay?"
But you don't want to eat no cooch.
No. We can cuddle.
Women
and
funny,
stuff.
Bro. Oh, women cuddle. Funny.
No, it's.
Look at her. You ready?
I was about to say.
You ready?
But niggas don't do that though. We
ain't
We not waking up. Ooh. Okay. Not.
Yes,
Shea Butter, baby.
Ooh.
all over your pillow.
My God.
I be gay every time she posts a picture.
Alex Isley. Oh.
Sweet baby Jesus.
If you've never seen Alex Isley. Get out
there. Go back.
Let's go back to the profile picture, man.
It's the profile picture. I think I follow her too, but I got you. I
have my eyes. Hold on, put my glasses on.
Let me show you. Hold on.
I can't see.
She's very pleasing to the eye.
Look, she just laid alone.
I guess it's
but once she started talking, I'd be like,
absolutely not. And see, I'm a mental person. Once you fuck me up here, you can be the baddest bitch, the baddest nigga, whatever.
That's the difference between men and women. We say fuck it. Mm-mm. We just dive in.
No, indeed.
Right,
because that right there,
I'm just but she ain't dying for that too. For that,
but
below
you know
three?
What? No,
that
wasn't let me
it.
Tell you,
that's why I said
I don't think,
visual.
And I don't think that's all visual. Men though. Because my thing is, when and just let me no, okay. Hear me out.
We listen,
yes, all men are physical, but let me tell you something.
He said visual.
When you find that one motherfucker that you fuck with, and when you fuck them, they hit you on an intellectual level.
Like, talk to me. Never mind. Go keep going.
No.
I know what you're saying.
Like, it's deep. It's a deep thinking. Like, you can talk to him about anything.
Yes.
No.
They can relate. You can cry in front of them.
That's like when, think about when you saying toxic shit, right? You know what I'm saying? You can, it'll be a motherfucker you can't stand, but they hitting that spot. Every time. I done been there. Fuck, I don't like this bitch. I can't stand this hoe. She texts me, come over there. All right, open the door.
I can't do that.
I'm telling you.
That's man, that Drake shit.
Man, this girl used to get into it, and she'll just pop up with a hell did, a dress, and the bitch would be like, you want to go to Waffle House? Yeah.
Well, you know we like being hollered at. You know, that's man. actually a little.
Y'all ain't feeling
it. I told my wife about that, G. I was like, I ain't going to the full details of what happened last week. But I told her at one point I was just gonna grab a titty in the middle of the argument. And she was like, are you crazy? I was like, yeah, man. She was like, why?
Hey, didn't Buddy last week say that shit?
I was like,
hey. About he liked when his wife hit him.
I was like, it was getting exciting for me. She was like, what?
Buddy said it's something like boy, your mama hit me.
So, what? I mean,
I don't like getting you. I ain't fucking with
it. I mean, it depends. Like, if you call me a bitch ass nigga, that's different. But if you like, I can't stand you.
They get too personal, G. It's like she might say some off the wall shit. You be looking, you gotta say something bad back because she didn't hurt your spirit.
Nah, I ain't say nothing. I took this shit.
She better than me, my guy.
I mean, what was I supposed to say?
I got a list, nigga.
I couldn't say shit, G.
Man, come on.
Just had to take that.
No.
If you start a war. It would still have been going on right now.
It's small battles, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think anybody should take it, because if I'm arguing with somebody and they don't say nothing back to me, I'm going to automatically feel like I can overpower them, which means I'm going to feel like every time I get into an argument, I'm going to purposely.
I mean, that's not going to work every time.
And cold, you ain't going to say nothing.
So that's not going to work every time.
It's hard to respect somebody when you don't feel like they respect themselves. And I am a firm believer in standing up for myself in any situation, because people feel like they can try you.
I just feel like sometimes you can, you know, pull back.
You can pick your battles, yeah, but if I'm picking hard, you better pick even harder, because I'm going to pick your ass till I get tired. No,
see, and for me, because I go through that on a regular basis.
Really?
I do. I go through that on a regular basis. And, like, I literally have to have my days where I don't respond, because... Like I'm not the person to pick hard with. Cause see, my thing is, when I finally do, like, nigga, you gonna want to kill yourself. So I'm the one of the people that have to shut up, cause I will hurt your feelings.
Y'all just mean.
Hopefully, no one has to.
I will give your ass a mental
situation every single day. Like, it's tiring to argue with somebody every day.
Yeah.
People have situations where they argue, but any relationship shouldn't consist of constant arguing.
Right. It's healthy every now and then, you know, to get your frustrations out, but
right.
Every day is some bullshit. Oh no. I ain't trying to hear this shit.
I'm showing the hell, ain't.
home needs to be peace.
Exactly. Yeah,
at all times.
That's the biggest thing that a lot of people don't understand. It's like we're trying to work. We're supposed to be work towards together as a team to make this the most comfortable place. Because when you walk out that door, there ain't nothing but shit out there all day, every day. On both of us, you know, I can't say you're going through more than me. You can't say you're going through more. People don't give a fuck about you in the open world. But when you come home, that's supposed to be your sacred center of happiness, because you two understand what you've been through the whole day trying to pay these bills. You know, it should be like that, but a lot of people don't have that, man. A lot of people have unhappiness and somebody wanting to hit on them and stuff. And, you know, I deal with this shit all day. I see it. I work it. You know, I live it. And I hate it. I don't know. I can't tell you the amount of domestic violence and child abuse I've seen in 14 years. I mean, that's why people who work the legal system, whatever level of it, they leave kind of fucked up, because you get so used to just, like, y'all read the news and see y'all see 14-year-old shot somebody and y'all like, oh my fucking God. And I'm like, oh, that's just Tuesday. You know, that's just me. That's my mindset at this point. It's just like, oh, another one. Oh, what he here for? Murder. Okay. And I just walk off. You know, which, you know, I read a charge, simple battery. It's a guy. I see the pictures. I'm used to seeing people beat up. It don't fuck with me like that no more. It used to. I mean, it used to make me cry, to be honest with you. But now it's like 14 years of looking at this shit. It's normal.
You know them too.
Yeah, you become
so. I ain't fucking you people.
I mean, I still want to figure out something to help, but I don't know how to fix it. I mean, women not taking care of their kids. I mean, the list just goes on and on. And you just sitting there like, I think about how to break the cycle, but like I told you in one of the other episodes, you got to start with the mindset of the adults, but they got to heal the children and them first, and shit, that's going to take another 10, 20 years. By the time you do that, the other kids grown, they done had some kids themselves. I don't know how to fix the fucking cycle. I think about it all the time, you know, I try to do my part, but I try to give people advice, you know, on how to be better, you know, take care of your business and shit, but honestly, man, looking at it, shit kind of hopeless. It's just kind of, it is what it is. Like, there's a whole section of people on two sides of the town that they just lost. Just fucking lost. They're just living in lawlessness, and they don't understand. Nobody loves them. Nobody cares about them. And you try to tell them you care and shit, but it's hard. It's hard, because when you stop and really help those people, man, they make you feel good, because they be like, hey, nobody even try to help me. Nobody even care about me. Nobody listen to my story. And it's like, that's fucked up. You 35 and nobody ever gave you 5 minutes of listening. It's just, not to get on no soapbox, man. Shit crazy, man. I don't know.
I mean, I think we can break the cycle by our kids. You know, how we raise them. Because the type of parent I am is a direct result of my childhood. I don't want my child to feel like I felt sometimes during my childhood. Not saying it was bad, but there are some things that could have been different.
Right.
And that's probably another reason why I don't have no kids, because the world itself is crazy. You got to deal with so much social media, and, you know, they feel like, oh, did nobody like my picture, so I'm just going to take it down. You know, kids, so they don't want to wear the same outfit because they took a picture in it already, because they don't want people to talk about them. Then they kill themselves for somebody talking about them. I don't like none of that shit. And I just feel like this generation of kids is different, but the way that you raise your kids and the things that you teach them can make them better people, and they could create better people, and so on and so on.
I thought that, though, until I read a disturbing message last week by my daughter on her phone. I'm at a point to where I'm like, it's no matter what you do as a parent, this outside influence shit, it's overwhelming. It overpowers, man. It is, man.
But you just got to stay at it.
I mean, I stay at it, but it's just like, this is my second child. I had to deal with this shit. Like, man, why are y'all letting these broke motherfuckers, and I'm not saying broke in the sense that I have more money, but broken spirit, break y'all down? Like, y'all have a good, like, you have grandparents, you have parents, everybody shows you love. We listen to y'all. We don't treat y'all like how we was raised. We give y'all things. But we also have structure. Like, why are you letting motherfuckers from a broken fucking home and no disrespect try to tell you ain't worth shit? And it's just hard to get them to see that. It's like my daughter's at Carroll, and she went through this in junior high. She's in high school now, but she was, you know, letting girls influence her about what she wore and shit. And I'm like, I guarantee fucking to you, they ain't got shit. Just because they got a pair of Jordans, I said, watch what they wear. They wearing the same shit they just got lucky and got some George for Christmas. And I'm like, don't let that bother you. You got your own room. She was like, the girls. I said, do they have their own room? No. Do they have their own TV? Like, they don't even have shit. You got a room full of stuff. You can't even see what you got because you worried about what these, you know, little chicken heads got. And it's tough, man. I don't know how. And I got daughters. This shit is stressful. I'm not going to lie to you. It's stressful as hell because I got one that was bullied because she don't dress like everybody else. I got one that's getting bullied because she's borderline maybe emo. And I'm just like, man, I'm just ready to go to school and fight parents and kids. That's just my mindset. I grew up in, you know, Booker T. That's my mindset. I'm ready to fight. So, and I got bullied growing up. So I'm like, man, I know how that shit feels, but I don't know. I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing saying that, you know, you have to raise your kids right. We do. But that outside influence shit, you know, they got TikTok, they got what is this?
It's other in the song? Music too, because they glorify the struggle. That's the right. conversation that I have with my daughter frequently. Like, you ain't gotta get out the mud. You ain't got that shit hey, is so mud? Ghetto. Like she's 16 now, so she wanna get a job. I'm like, girl, you don't have to work in fast food. And she tell her friends all the time, my mom said, I'm not working in fast food. And I'm like, you fucking right. I did it, so you don't have to.
Right.
Like, you better go to Smoothie King and shake some smoothies up, but you would not be working in fast food. Right. Like, they don't know how to enjoy the lifestyle that we provided for them. They listen to young boy with that fucked up ass forehead of his, and they feel like they got to live like him. Well, nobody, you ain't even been to, you ain't been to Baton Rouge, so why you want to live like him?
I told you how the little boy asked me, was I gang or was I slime when I bought that t-shirt one time.
Who the fuck is
that? A plain
t-shirt.
Nigga, you don't ring this shit.
I still don't know what the fuck that is. Like, I don't know. I'm glad my son didn't get caught up in that trap. But the issue is, like, sometimes we get upset with him.
That shit got these kids.
What gets us mad with him is he moved out the house. I'm like, bro, you had nobody was putting you out. Even if you dropped out of school, I say, nigga, just stay here, stack your money, build your credit. I want you to stay at home. I want to go be on my own. Like, dude, there's nothing out there. Now sometimes he be like, man, he bills. I said, I told you they're going to beat your motherfucking ass. I told you that was going to happen. And it's like, man, you didn't have to leave the house. Like, my mom always say, I didn't make you leave the house, but she made me leave the house through her action. I know we never gave off that indication, like, nigga, you got to get the fuck out. Yeah, like, yeah. We never felt like that. We told him, stay at home. Gonna try to buy you a car, like all that shit, and it's just
my child don't never have to.
Well, we told him to buy him a car. Nah, I'm not gonna say that because you know, at one point I do want to walk around naked. The point is, I just
hold on,
what, man. Look,
I guess I feel like that because she's my one and only. Mm-hmm. So my mindset is she never has
she
to leave.
Good.
We got four of them things in the house.
Shit. She was kind of like shit, and I used to trip me out because I couldn't wrap my mind around it. Like, other people was telling me, hey, you can come stay here, you can come live here. And I'm like, I ain't even late for y'all. I got an auntie that told me one time, hey, if you want to bring a girl over here, you can. I'm like, my fucking auntie is telling me this. You know what I'm saying? Versus my mama, like, you know, you don't need to have no cup now. Man. I don't have no cup. Man. And I love my mama to death now, but we used to have them petty arguments, man, bro. On the other side, you can come climb through this window and I'll push this dress in front of this door for you, you know? Park your car at the gas station down the street. I'm gonna walk and meet you halfway.
This nigga here. Yeah.
What's wrong with it?
How old?
My mama had that alarm too. That front door open.
Right.
So you gotta leave it cracked all night. You know what I'm saying? Right. Motion sensor on the door. I disabled mine on my window. Man.
If they y'all bitch, bad.
Do you hear me?
Like, put the truck in neutral. Push it to the street. I'd probably say this $40 or $50 all week.
Risking
so I can put
it
the
out.
Gas in there. Boom, I'm gone. All night.
I ain't have to worry about none of this shit. My mom had a boyfriend and she was Miss Jody. Mama gotta have life too. So
I had my own truck my senior year, and that was
the front door.
I'm just gonna be real. The back seat of my truck was my bed. So
I ain't like my
senior year. Shit. And she was lying.
Fucking in my bed like I was grown.
That's what I'm saying. I need some room, you know what I'm saying? That concert,
shit, let the seat down. I had a Ford Explorer.
Like I said, I got caught up with that shit, you know what I'm saying, with the law. So That shit was
dead. You didn't have the hot spots I had. All you had to do was ask me. I never got caught.
Them bitches pulled up on me.
Never got caught.
It was terrible.
I had a spot out there.
Was you parked on South 10?
All right, so boom. Y'all remember before they closed them apartments off by back by Washtenaw Junior High?
Why'd you go there?
Yeah.
But still, nobody back there. You know what I'm saying? I didn't park back there many a night. You know what I'm saying? But this particular night.
Okay, but see, the police be out there. Yeah. Gee, that was a bad area.
Yeah.
No, y'all ain't hearing me.
I've done this, you know, multiple times. I just caught up this one particular night, and it killed it for everything. And plus, I'm in my mama truck that I took, stole, you know what I'm saying? And the license had fell in the seat of the thing, so I couldn't get it to him. Kind of rolling down the leg and shit, you know? Yeah, it was one of them get-ass-nigga type situations. And when the police pulled up, I had two legs, one jogging leg. Like I said, rolling down the other leg. It was a bad situation.
That was a confident night.
When he was like, step out the car, I was like, dang. As soon as I got out, I pull your fucking all right. He's like, can I have your license and registration? I'm 5 minutes just looking for this. It's in the seat of the thing, in the side, like going under the seat, and I had no clue. And they say, you know what? Just find some fucking words to do this. I'm like, all right. They left. I'm sweating and shit. And the girl was like, I like shit like this. Let me hurry up and take your ass. I ain't got time for
this. I bet she was jail right
there. She might be. But I was terrified. I was like, I'm going to go to jail with no shirt on. You know what I'm saying?
Fresh meat.
Sir. Behind faces.
This nigga, here you go with the list again.
If you go out there towards, like you're going to Watch Shop, you're going like with Race PG, take that side road, there used to be a building right there. Go off, ducked off in that building behind the bushes and stuff. I used to be at Cypress Point.
Oh, yeah.
That street used to go straight. There was no houses there. That back street was no houses. You'd be back there. It was nothing but grass around you.
Fuck it.
In fact, one night it was another car next to us, and me and the guy was like, "Oh hell yeah, we doing the same thing." We gave each other that look like, "Yeah." So.
That sound nasty as fuck.
Hey, he was in it. Hey, he was in his Jeep. No, hell no. He was in a different truck.
Yeah.
But it's just like, shit. I knew what he was going to do. I was like, we can do the same thing over here in this truck. So, I mean, I had spots. Mama, forgive me. I had spots, man.
Horseshoe Lake.
Well, really? Y'all going all the way out there just for this.
Hey, you got to get... Kyle, you was in the fucking open, G. Like, you can't get mad.
Nobody coming. I wasn't in the open.
Man. Right there, Washtenaw Junior High, the sheriffs, and they be right, the state troopers be right there all the damn time. Kansas Lane,
night.
G.
One night, G.
Or you like your ass could be butt-ass motherfucking naked on top of a blanket and that bitch outside.
Now, where we was out there, like, going towards Washtenaw, I probably could have got the car and fucked on top of the car or something. No problem. Nobody ever came back there.
You a filthy nigga. I just want you to know.
I'm just gonna be real, G. I was good my whole life.
What is it?
Okay. It's buildings back there now. I'm passed by there. But
it used to be like
you pass that cemetery and everything, and it used to be a building to the left. And it was like just a building. And like in the back, it was like some gravel, but you can drive your car to the back and just kind of pull up in the middle. You pull up in the middle, can't nobody see you from either side. And shit, just pull up, cut the car off, get to work.
I mean, if y'all looking for places to fuck, invite my boy Mark, he got you. You can just draw maps for people.
I swear to God, bro. When I used to be behind faces, there's like a truck, there's a bunch of like truck parts used to be back there before they built something back there. So I would maneuver in between all those 18-wheeler trailers.
I didn't like that shit. So nobody can see. Didn't like it. It was cool until I got caught, and now I'm finna call one of my homies. Hey, man, what y'all doing?
Hey, man, I be thinking about doing this sometimes just for the thrill of it.
Real quick, you know what I'm saying? Don't come.
But it's like, I don't know where to go now. It's because like all the places I used to go to, there's either stuff tore down.
Just call me and you can park in front of
me. I mean, real talk.
You're not gonna come out.
I'll be 100 with you. You can't see under my car porch in my car. So if I really wanted to do that, I could just go in my car, me and my wife's car, and just cut the porch light off. You can't see in it. I've tested this theory. You can't see in it.
Well.
I just can't cut the car off.
About this multiple times.
Yeah. We got to have fun.
Dude, That ain't enough room for me.
I have trucks. Put the seat.
You gotta take the headrest off.
And yeah, put the seat down.
Oh, fuck that shit.
Then it connects to
shit too sneaky.
I want.
It's gonna make it fun.
I want you to fling my ass. I can flip the hell no. Back
of my car. You feel.
Man, you just.
I mean, but good times though. I ain't knocking. Good times.
You know, the back of like those SUVs had an opening, and then I could let my seats down. Dude, it was like a bed back there. I had blankets and everything back there.
Nah,
and a towel.
Well, my mama had a trailblazer. I definitely used to let
hey, it's, it. Hey, a Ford Explorer is just like that. Yeah.
Damn.
I want y'all to think differently of me after this episode.
It's too late. But,
I was conceived in the back of my car.
I mean, Naomi was made like that, you know, just be honest.
Y'all had kids in the back of that motherfucker.
I'm pretty sure I made my daughter in that truck. That's just being real.
I got a king size bed, nigga. I can't do it.
I mean, it's different now. Now it's different.
Shit, you was gonna come get
still
in this
be fun. You know,
it can be, but
I do every now and then.
It can't be a regular thing. So when you're over 30.
Yeah, the knees different.
My knees.
Your knees is different, man.
One wrong move, you falling down the flight of
stairs.
That Charlie horse is something.
I just keep seeing myself getting cold, and I just
Well, don't go somewhere where you can get caught, then, nigga.
All right, Mr. Sneaky McSneakerton. You fucking everywhere. I'll just tell you, it was a bad experience with me, man. I'd have had plenty of car sex, but it's just like, come on, bro. No.
Stop being a little bitch down there, man. Let it go.
However you say it.
It'll be more difficult now because they're building so much.
That's why I say it's hard to find places.
It's not.
I mean, I'm saying it, but I'm pretty sure you don't want to find a place I could.
Don't care because, like, wherever we finna park, we finna park.
See, that's why your ass got caught right there.
It was just
you
that
can't
one
be
time.
Going to these little abandoned spots now because fucking Tyrone Bigum will walk up on your ass scratching this.
Man, I wish a nigga would.
That before.
Somebody that knocked on your window?
Yes.
I always got some crazy shit going on.
Blow that bitch. Ain't hell no. Keisha was telling me about she pulled up to the light today and it was a homeless man holding a sign and he reached in this lady car.
What?
And she said the dude that was behind her had to get out of the car and pull this man off.
He wouldn't have reached no more. Because he would have been gone.
I told her, I have no understanding behind you and these kids. Because, like, I would have went to jail.
That shit crazy.
Had it been on, they would have had all my thugs.
I bet you I know who the guy is if I see him.
He's a gangster. He's a horrible person. He shot this homeless man 7 times.
His name is Kyle. He wants to have a white person's name.
They would
have
said.
You have to tell you
they would have said, Mr. Lamar.
Yeah, they would use Lamar.
Lamar.
And they would have got that Sapo.
They weren't gonna use that picture. They probably would have though, because they probably look hard. But
the big ass shirt.
Yeah, someone with a big T-shirt with some graffiti on it. I'd have been in court. That shit from 2005, man. Come on. Yeah, that shit there. Woo. All right, y'all got like a minute and some change left. What else y'all got, man?
I just want to say thanks to all the black businesses, the ladies up in here, black ladies, black queens are representing. Cool, we got Mariah and Miss Carmen. Hope I got the name right. I'm a little tipsy. Thank you, guys. Anybody else? Oh, throw out Conway Cares. We're going to come back stronger than ever whenever. I get
Conway
my reputation.
Kills never went anywhere, G.
I gotta get my reputation back up.
Get that out your mind. Ain't nothing wrong with your reputation, G. You ain't that guy they trying to portray you to be, man. Just keep that.
I already said they can score up if they want to, but that's another story for another time.
All right. We want to thank you for coming through, Miss Carmen Shaw. Again, tell them how they can reach you with your businesses.
Facebook, Instagram, The Shaw Connoisseur LLC. That's pretty much it. Don't have a website because I'm not shipping because I don't trust the post office.
I got you. We want to shout out Z. Happy belated birthday. I'm sure she'll be, you know, excited to hit it. Again, we want to thank y'all for listening to another episode of These Fools, man. Ooh. Have a good one. Oh, I got to find the music. Oh,
look. That's damn shame.
Did y'all know driver's ed costs $450?
Yes, ma'am.
That's why you don't want to have no more kids.